positive, but you said it only has to be if he says it, that this is a prophecy from Hashem.
I understand. But we're talking about something else. We're talking about that where the Rebbe said publicly offense that what will happen, and these things actually happen. The question is, if he would be entering a court of law and wanting to have himself legally identified as a prophet, then he would have to come to the court of law and say that this is being said as a prophecy. But I'm not talking about him going to a court of law and being officially tested as a prophet. I'm talking about in terms of from what we have seen. Have we seen that the Rebbe has demonstrated a power of prophecy? Has that power of prophetic vision been demonstrated time and again? So I said, yes, that every single major event and occurrence that took place in the history of the Jewish people over that period of 42 years, the Rebbe spoke publicly about what was going to happen, and every single time, the Rebbe was correct.
On a personal level, to countless individuals as well.
Mm-hmm.
And on a personal level, well, to countless individuals as well.
The thing is, that the Rebbe says in the context of of a Torah talk or to individuals, some of those things it's not clear what are identified as. Sometimes it could be not so clear what is identified as a bracha and what is identified as a statement of fact. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are certain things that the Rebbe says which are actually meant as a bracha, and what happens is that if you don't, as the Rebbe always explains, like rain, a rain of blessing, you have to plant, you have to plow, and you have to plant. The blessing could come, the rain could come, but if you didn't plow and you didn't plant, nothing's going to grow. So the same thing, when a bracha comes, you have to do certain things to make it keli, you have to do certain things to make the bracha have what to land on, so to speak. So there are situations where the Rebbe said statements which were statements of personal belief or statements of a bakasha, of a bracha, of a tefillah, and it's those things are not necessarily we have not necessarily been able to see all of those things fulfilled. Okay, so back to what we were saying. So the whole idea here is that the idea that he spoke earlier on in the Sicha, the idea that everything in life has to be connected to Yemei HaMashiach. Everything in life has to be connected to Yemei HaMashiach, meaning, as he explained, that ultimately, when we actually experience the ultimate redemption, we will look back and realize how every single day between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yemei HaMashiach was really ultimately one long redemption. Because from the perspective of redemption, we'll be able to look back and connect, and from a perspective of redemption, we'll be able to see everything that we went through from that perspective and see how it was actually a part of the redemption. The problem is that while we are still in the process, we don't necessarily see that. While we are still in the process, we don't necessarily see that. We see redemption, we see Yetzias Mitzrayim as an event which took place far in the past, and we see Yemei HaMashiach as an event which will take place in the future. We don't necessarily have the sense of being in the redemption process, of being in the redemption. And that is something that the Rebbe says, in order to get that perspective, in order to be able to get that sense of connectedness, that all the days of your life, even as you are in this world, even as you are in a world which, from our perspective, is a world of darkness and a world of exile, that you could, to dafka through the nasi, you can connect to the reality and the perspective of Yemei HaMashiach and actually experience redemption within this world as we know. And that is the job of a nasi. And it's therefore that when Rav Lozman Azariah was appointed Nasi, that he engaged in the study of this particular topic, this particular subject. Yeshleimat, as does is verbunden damit, was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah hat Maktim gewen, hat er nicht
gewünscht. I did lost the thread there. What was the connection? How are you bringing this into Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah?
So he said, because in order to be able to connect to that reality, in order to be able to bring Yemais HaMashiach into every day of your life, the kach to do that comes through the Nasi. And since this was the day, this Mishnah was said, the day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi, so that is the day that he discussed the topic of remembering Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, also in the darkness of Golos and also in Yemais HaMashiach. So we Yeshlem as does is verbunden damit, was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah maktim gan arei ani kivan shum shanachulu. We can say that this is connected also with this, that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah prefaced the statement by saying that I am as 70 years old. The Gemara that says, the Gemara tells the stories of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah kizak arei ani kivan shum shanachulu lei ben shum shanachulu. The Gemara says that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said, I am like 70 years, and the Gemara deduces from this that he is not actually 70 years. Now there is Demel given Nar ben Yud Chas Shana, because at that time he was only 18 years old. In footnote 48, he points out that according to the Yerushalmi, he was only 16 years old, and according to the Girsa of David Raham, the Yerushalmi was only 13 years old. When Yisrach Ishtar Nisa, Vahadru Tamnis,
he was 17, wasn't he?
What?
You said 13, yeah? Did you say 13?
Gemara says 8.
Oh.
Shalmi says 16. And according to Rabbi Draham, there's Gers of the Indra Shalmi is 13.
Wow.
On a Srach is Lenisa, Vahadru Tamni Saridori Chivrusa. And a miracle happened, and he went 18 rows of white, which I guess means the rows of his hair turned white. And thus at Bavizn Alamin as Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is Roy Tzayin de Nosi. And this showed, displayed to everyone that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is worthy of being the Nosi. Havin d'Ksaris Levanus Shal Zikna, V'no L'Darshan Li'Zok. Because he possessed, in the words of Rashi, white hairs of age, and it's proper for a public, for one who speaks in public, the one who teaches the public to be an older person. Actually, this Rashi is the Rashi actually is earlier in the Gemara when it says that he consulted with his wife, and his wife said, you don't have any white hair, so Rashi explains, because you don't have any white. The Gemara says, las lo chivra, so you don't have any white, so Rashi explains that it's referring to white hairs, because it's proper for a leader to have, to be a zaki. So the fun kum deis dishleimus von nesiyos, kum deis dishleimus von nesiyos is verbunden mit der mitzvah von shivim shanadav. So from this comes out that the shleimus of nesiyos is connected specifically with the number 70 years. Because this is the point was to show his worthiness as being a Nasi. So instead of appearing to be 18, he appeared like 70. So if that was the age that he appeared like, that's a sign that that age is the optimum age that's appropriate for Nasius. For the shlemus of Nasius, adgidekach, as bizdamut is gven ha-matzav, they're not cooking the if Allah miles from Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. To the point that until he reached that point, until he reached that stature of that appearance of 70 years, so the situation was that despite all of his great qualities, the Chacham v'Asher v'Asiri le'Ezer, as the Gemara says that he was wise, he was wealthy, and he was a 10th generation descendant from Ezra. Still in all, though he's a chisish at the army, it's his mitzayim balelos at shadarsha ben zayim. Still in all, I did not merit that they should say it's his mitzayim at night until ben zayim darshada. The eisa yayim, the rabbis ben zayim givar nos. Until he actually achieved that stature, until he achieved that state, he did not merit to find the source until that day when he was appointed, and Ben Zayma dashed it on that day. Rabir Buzin, what's the explanation of this? Why is it that till he was on the Dargah of Shiva, that he wasn't able to, you know, his primus and yonim, he wasn't able to mamshich the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim into Leilas, into Golas. Shivim Shana is a shlemus in Chayei Odom. Shivim Shana represents a completeness in terms of the life of man. Kemoshe Kosev, as it is written in Tehillim, Meshne Seinu Bahem Shivim Shana, that the days of our years in them are 70 years. Shlemus Bashtei Derfun, so what is the completeness of 70? The shlemus of 70 is as der Adam der Grech Demel zu der Avedah von Birur Kol HaShev Midas V'Zeshtein B'Shlemus Sheva Kol Me'Eser, which equals Shivim. It's an indication that the man, in other words, obviously if he's utilized all the days of his life properly, then he has reached in his spiritual development the Avedah of the refinement of all the seven emotive faculties, as each one is made up of 10. As each one is made up of 10 spheres, Chachma Sheva Chesed, Bina Sheva Chesed, Das Sheva Chesed, and so on. V'prat Yizyesa, more specifically, Gitman Dem Adam Shivim Shana, the reason why he's given 70 years, B'chtei Tzitan De'Avedah from Bira Sheva Midas. That's the reason why he's given the 70 years, in order to do this job of refining the seven emotional traits, V'zezanzach Meslavish Lamata and the Nefesh HaBahamas. As they are enclosed down below in the animal soul, Yimeshne Seinu Bahem, Bahem, Lashon Behema, that the years of our life are Bahem, that the 70 years is Bahem, is Lashon Behema, to refine the Behema in the person. And to refine the 70 emotional, the seven emotional character traits which are under the forces of evil as represented in general by the 70 nations of the world. Dr. Avedah de Grechta de Shlemus for Shivim, Chenis Ayin de Kedusha, and through this Avedah he achieves the completeness of 70, which is Chenis Ayin de Kedusha. The letter Ayin is, the numerical value of the letter Ayin is 70. Also, Ayin represents the Inyan of the word Ayin, which means an eye with which to see, the Iyan Elokus, because the Shlemus was El Ozulov. To be able to achieve when a person refines the seven Midas, as each one is made up of 10, then he becomes a Keli to be able to see godliness. So he achieves the state of Ayin in Kedusha, that he's able to actually perceive godliness till the ultimate seeing of godliness as it will be in the future. As it will be in the time of Lassalot. And similarly we could say, as pertains to the statement that I am like 70 years, made by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi, in order to become a Nasi, he had to have achieved the state of completeness, of perfection, of someone who's of 70 years, meaning one who has completed the process of refining all worldly matters, which break down into 70, as we see, for example, 70 nations of the world, and so on. And thus had them given them keach as by emzel veren zachisi shetayami yitzias mitzrayim balevos. And this is what empowered him, gave him the power that he should merit, that by him should be the merit to say yitzias mitzrayim balevos at night, as was alken eftan dem inyo from yitzias mitzrayim. The geulah mimitzarim ugvulah, that we should have the power, the capacity to achieve the union of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the going out of constraints and the redemption from constraints and boundaries, limitations, even being in a lowly situation, which is represented by the union of night. In addition to Ravedev Yetzias Mitzrayim, each and every day, which Alderebe says that Ravedev you have each and every day, that's the Ravedev that we start off in the morning, the person starts off before he goes out into the world. And it's the morning is considered a time of light, but you're spiritually, that in addition to the fact that in good times, there's the Ravedev Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to bring that into even the lowest of times and the darkness of night. Till ultimately, the avodah of kol yemecha yechol lahavi the meisa mashiach, to be able to put oneself in a state of redemption comparable to the times of Mashiach, similar to the great elevation and quality which will be in the ultimate redemption. And it's vet shleimus habir fun alashim umus chulu undem gili fashivim ayin de lamayla. At which point will be the full revelation of the complete refinement of all the 70 nations and the revelation of 70, which he points out in footnote 55, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the era of Yemei HaMashiach will be only 70 years long. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the time of Mashiach is 70 years. So by him, that according to his Lashitasa, according to his own opinion, Mashiach is specifically connected with the Indian of 70, which is Ayin de Lamayla, the Indian of the eye from above, that we will be given an eye from above, the revelation that your eyes will see your teachers, will be even as a lakushtet begoli b'chol ha'ilam, in a manner that godliness is revealed in the entire world, nigla kvei davai v'rel kol basi yachlov kipi havai adima. That the glory of God will be revealed, and all eyes shall see that the mouth of God has spoken. Yesh kashas eich mit shmei from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You also connect this with the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, was kishmei kein hu, that he is as his name. Elazar eishes aleph lamed ezer, and Azariah eishes ezer yud kei. So they both contain in it the union of Ezer, the union of help, assistance. And Elazar has the name Aleph Lamed, and Azariah has the name Yud Kei. And Elazar ben Azariah is the chibur for Shneim Yachad. And Elazar ben Azariah is the connecting of these two together. Even as the ik is Azariah, in a manner that the main thing is Azariah. And Elazar is mekabel fun Azariah, and that's why Elazar is ben Azariah, meaning Elazar receives from Azariah. Adras der Iker is Elazar, and er is ben Azariah der Hemshech von Azariah, Yafakeha ben Mikeha, or else the main thing is Elazar, and he's considered ben Azariah because he is the continuation of Azariah, and we find the idea that the sons sometimes surpasses, the power of the son surpasses the power of the father. Adral derat tapirish in ben Cheren, Azai Metzias is in Amaymer Umatzah from Cheres, well, that is a benidin didan, as the mitzvahs from Elazar and a matzah from Azariah. That, like we find the term ben cheren, which doesn't mean the son of, rather means that he is an individual who is in such a state of freedom, that his existence is in such a state of, similarly in our situation, that the mitzvahs from Elazar and a matzah from Azariah. Das heißt, which is to say, is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hat an Ezer miyuchet from the Eibishter. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a special help, a special kech, endowed in him from the Eibishter. And vi the Eibishter steht l'mayla me'el. As the Eibishter is higher than the world, Seifen Shem Keil, Aleph Lamed Elazar, and Seifen Shem Yud Kei Azariah. This kech he has is both from the name Aleph Lamed, and also from the name Yud Kei. But both names indicate a level which is higher than Seder Shtalshus. Alachas Kamen Mekamen and Lozben Azari Shneem Yachad. And Shmoso Lozben Azari, the two together. And from Dorten Bakumter Ezer Mekaj Baruch Zayin Anossi. And from there he receives the help, the assistance, the power from the Eivisha to be a Nossi. And Gevin Kech Zayidin Zutan the Avedu from Yitzis Mitzrayim. And to empower all Jews to do the Avedu of Yitzis Mitzrayim by Yomim, by day, by Lailas, by night. Is B'meis HaMashiach, is L'Havi B'meis HaMashiach. Till ultimately to be able to do this Avodah in B'meis HaMashiach, so actually bringing about B'meis HaMashiach.
In what sense does this imply that Ben Azariah gave the koyach to people to do some sort of process until the Mashiach. I mean, it seems like he's saying that.
Each Nasi, his job is to be able to connect your life and every day of your life and every part of your life with the reality of the redemption. And obviously, and by doing that, to actually bring it about.
But then again, what's the distinction? So that again,
to connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and through connecting to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to go out of your own limitations and be able to.
But if that's something that every Nasi has been doing for the last several thousand years, then what's the unique...
What is unique about Rav Lozman Azari?
No, not about that, about the present.
Rav Lozman Azari, this Indian was more begoli. And we learn up from Rav Lozman Azari what exactly is the role of a Nasi.
Actually, I was going to ask the other question. So what's unique about this generation, then?
The question is, what is unique about this generation? And what's unique about this generation is always, I mean... There's always the bottom line. If you take any subject and any issue, and they really like set this up from day one, where they never spoke about the seven heavens and the process of bringing the Shekhinah down from one heaven to the next, until the job of the final generation is to bring it down to earth. Okay, so really, what the unique accomplishment of this generation is the fact that every one of these processes, until the time of Mashiach himself, are all by definition spiritual processes. Okay, so when the Alter Rebbe talks about each day, every person has to go out of his natural limitations. He says, "How do you go out of your natural limitations? You say Shema. Saying Shema, you connect with God's infinity, God's oneness, and go out of your natural limitations." But you don't necessarily see that. You don't necessarily experience that in a conscious way. And the Alter Rebbe says, by the way, you may not. It's possible that you don't. You just have to want it, and you have to do it, and you should know that on a deeper level, that's what's happening. You are connecting to God's infinity and going out of your own little finite reality. But in a very physical sense, so all of this perspective, all of this going out of Mitzrayim, or having a Geula perspective, is all very spiritual. Okay? So focusing on how God, everything is God and God is one, and by doing that, you are spiritually freed from many of the situations in the world which bind and prevent the person from doing his avodah. In this generation, what the Rebbe says is, you not only can lift yourself up spiritually, go out of the limitations of the world and lift yourself up spiritually, you can actually change the world. You can actually make Geula the physical reality. And making Geula the physical reality means you can actually do physical things. In other words, we talk about how on a spiritual level, the Alter Rebbe was being freed from prison represents a refinement of the nations of the world because it was the Goyim that freed him, and so on and so forth. But the fact is, the Goy after that didn't seem any nicer. And in fact, there were even greater persecutions after the time of the Alter Rebbe. You had the decrees of the cantonists, you had the constant pogroms under the various czars, and then you had the communists who made things even worse. So when you talk about a refinement of the nations, it didn't present itself. It was all on a spiritual level. It didn't present itself in a very physical way. But what the Rebbe is saying is, today, all of these same things that we talk about, all of these processes, experiencing redemption, refining the nations, all of these things have become part of the physical reality. And therefore, the physical reality has changed, and therefore the physical relationship with the physical guy is very different, and you can actually go directly and refine a guy. You can initiate a contact with a guy in which you affect on that guy a visible refinement, in which that guy becomes a better person directly through your influence and through through his association with you.
Are we obligated to do it? Is it an obligation?
The Rebbe says it's an obligation. Now that you can do it, throughout the generations when you just wouldn't work, you couldn't do it, there was no obligation. Except by unique individuals, certain tzaddikim who had unique circumstances which they were able to influence. Okay, and the Rebbe brings various stories of different tzaddikim and Gedolei Yisrael that had such opportunities and utilized them. But for the most part, the situation, whatever refinement was going on, was all very spiritual. Now the Rebbe says, now it's reality, it's the physical reality. The world is refined and you have to, and if you practice, if you act according to that reality in a very physical way, you'll see very physical, tangible results. The same thing. Every guy. Some may be harder, some may be easier. Some may take more work. Did everyone say like this? Did everyone say education?
Set them up in a room and they're going to influence them?
Education is a process. Did everyone say that if you'll tell a guy about Sheva Mitzvahs, doesn't mean he'll change his life overnight. It's a process like anyone else. When you learn something, until you internalize it and incorporate it and make it part of your life, it's a learning process. So if you help them through the learning process, some people learn faster, some people learn slower. But the Rebbe said, try it out. And go have your acquaintance. The Rebbe said, if you inform them, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nech, you'll see that not only will you not be resentful, but it'll be grateful. And that gratitude, the Rebbe said, will express itself in doing a gashmis dekatova for the Jew when they'll have an opportunity to, out of gratitude for the Jew, sharing with him about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nech. If and when they'll have an opportunity to do him a favor, the gashmis will do him the favor. Why does the Rebbe emphasize this whole thing that the gratitude and will even do him a favor, the gashmis? The idea is to emphasize this point that we're talking about that the physical reality has changed and it has physical, tangible results. It's not only a spiritual change, it's a physical change. How his behavior towards you in a physical, tangible way will change when you use an opportunity, an encounter, to try to influence him to better his life by informing him of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nech. So here we're talking about very physical, tangible results. So when we talk about
it doesn't include Amalek, does it?
Mm-hmm.
By definition, it cannot include Amalek.
By definition,
it can't include Amalek.
I don't know that I didn't see from there, but that you're hearing as a.
I'm just asking a question. I don't know.
I don't know. The Rebbe said, who Amalek is and where Amalek is. I don't know. The Rebbe says if you meet a guy and you tell him about Shemitz, he'll be grateful. Where? And he said, try it out. The Rebbe said, don't take my word for it, try it out.
It works.
And anyone who's ever tried it out can tell you that it works.
I also said, you know Rabbi Ari Kaplan?
Sure.
So he writes, if besides this physical reality, I mean, physically, tangibly, the world has transformed immeasurably in the past 150 years. Just
Well, they're coming out with all kinds of crazy research, which shows that a lot of things which science used to think were constants.
Well, I'm actually been changing. Discoveries. I mean, technology and modern life.
Right, sure.
That's the clearest sign. I mean, the car is outside. Just because we're used to it doesn't mean that it's not.
Right, and they've had very right. In other words, the newer understandings of how the world works has not just been theoretically and philosophically, but have very tangible physical
super miraculous
changes. You know, technologically and so on that we've actually been able to.
Speaking about
and even various. Energy forces which always existed have been able to be harnessed to actually, in a very physical way, to actually power and energize our physical world in ways that has never been before. So the same electricity which was always there is now being, and other forms of electricity besides for the ends that exist in nature, have been, are being channeled and harnessed in order to actually, change our physical lives in a very physical way. But so basically whenever a person is sitting down and learns an Indian and is trying to figure out, so what is the difference now and then, the difference now and then will always break down into that that what all previously discussed spiritual realities are now actually manifesting as physical realities.
So what was so, in that case, what was so unique about the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? If the whole thing up until now, up until this time period, was a spiritual concept, so then it was like that before Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and it was like that after him, and it was like that by him. So what is...
Within certain spiritual avodas, there are spiritual breakthroughs. Right, we talk about the Rabbein bring the Shekhinah from one Rekia to another Rekia. Within the spiritual process of redemption, which the Rebbe says starts with Yitzhiz Mitzrayim and ends with Yemais HaMashiach, which is really just, the Rebbe says it's really all one thing, it just was extended and elongated. It's really one, Yitzhiz Mitzrayim should lead straight into Yemais HaMashiach, which is the way it, in an optimum situation, should have been.
So what you're saying is that the power to bring Galus into Geulah, the Jew always had.
The power to bring Geula into God. Right.
Just gave it a boost.
Right, he brought it out much more in an open way. Means it wasn't so open and real. It was always there. The Torah always said it. And people always said the parasha of Tzitzis. They just didn't know the source of it, meaning its source wasn't revealed. It wasn't known and open and revealed. And Ben Zayman, the day he became, Ben Zayman became the Nazi, that was the character. Ben Zayman came and Megala, the source. So, in other words, there have been times where this, where the process of Lahavi L'Maisa Mashiach gets certain spiritual boosts. The birth of the Baal Shem Tov coming into the world, and the Alter Rebbe coming. There have been major leaps forward in terms of the process of the redemption. But the actualization of redemption, the actual bringing the redemption process into physical reality, that is only Melech HaMashiach himself can and does actually do that. And the thing that I was telling us, that we have to open our eyes and see how those spiritual realities are actually manifested as physical reality. And physical reality, no one could deny. Spiritual realities, we can debate. But physical realities, no one can deny. I mean, ultimately, anyone can deny anything, if they choose to, but I mean that's Sheker in its most extreme form when it denies that which the eyes see. But the fact is that so this Indian and the whole Indian of that the role of the Nazi is to lift people out of their natural constraints and limitations and to bring Geula into people's realities. I mean, it's never been more manifest than in the Rebbe himself. In a very tangible way. I mean, the Rebbe was literally to lift people out of, the Rebbe literally was directly involved in lifting people out of their situations and their lowly spiritual situations and bringing them, connecting them to goal.
Since, talking about the Sheker in its most extreme form, since the Rebbe was able to take care of communism, is there anything the Rebbe ever said that is anything you can do to take care of the ridiculous government in Israel?
Of which government?
The ridiculous government in Israel.
The Rebbe always said that his powers are, in a sense, his powers are limited when he confronting Bali Pira, confronting people with free will. So when we say his powers are limited, it doesn't mean that he cannot override people's free will, but it means that that's not his job. His job is not to override people's free will, but to try to inspire people to utilize their free will properly. So he could technically do it, but then he wouldn't be doing his job. He'd be doing a different job, which is not his. But so therefore, that is the big problem, which is one of the major problems with everyone asks the question, why didn't it ever make order in Lubavitch?
Why didn't he?
So many things are going wrong, and so many things going wrong, but the Rebbe publicly screamed about the fact that these things are going wrong, and yet the Rebbe never took the situation in his hand and called in these people and said, you're out, you're in, you, stop behaving, stop doing that. The Rebbe never did that. The Rebbe never put, and made on public record who's doing what and who's doing, this that you did was wrong, this that you did was right, this that you did. And the answer was that's not the Rebbe's job is not to override Pira. The Rebbe's job is to set people in the right place in the right part of the world and the right job that they belong in, and put people in the right situation that they belong in, and give them all the information and tools and opportunities they have to utilize their bechira properly. But if they don't, the Rebbe doesn't really directly override, rarely does the Rebbe directly override. So the Rebbe talk about people who have jobs and they're not doing their job. So people took that as a signal that they can kick the guy out of the job and take it over, and then the Rebbe screamed, "Why are you kicking a guy out of his job?" So he said, "What do you mean? The Rebbe just spoke about how he's not doing his job, so let's put in someone else who will do the job." And then the Rebbe said, "No. You don't kick a guy out of his job. You see someone's not doing the job and you want to help, help, but don't kick him out of his job. It's still his job. He's using his bechira wrong. He's not doing his job properly. It's a problem.
Can't use your bechira to get rid of his bechira."
No. That's the point. But what you can do is you can try to inspire him by showing him how to do the job better, by showing him that, and instead of making it a confrontation and a conflict, trying to work together with the person, and that way you could inspire the person to do it better. And in fact, a lot of people, one of the things that a lot of people don't like, a lot of people say, "Tell me what to do." I have a lot of people, on many occasions, I've had people who ask me that, that they've asked the Rebbe what to do and they don't get clear answers. And I say sometimes it depends. If when you're asking the Rebbe what to do, you're abdicating your bechira, so then the Rebbe is not going to take that over for you. The Rebbe is not going to make your decisions for you, make your choices for you. When you come to the Rebbe and show him that you're using your bechira, you say to the Rebbe, I want to do your shlichas. I want to do for you what you want. This is what I'm committed to. I'm committed to your shlichas, and I want to know in the interest of the shlichas, is my best move to go here, my best move to go there. So then the Rebbe can offer you advice and direction on how to best carry out your shlichas. But if you want there was a guy who once wrote into the Rebbe and asked the Rebbe, "Where's my parnasa coming from? Is it coming from shlichas or from going to work? I want to know where my parnasa is coming from. Is it coming from shlichas or I'm getting a job?" The Rebbe crossed off shlichas. So the guy understood. The Rebbe says, I'm not supposed to go on shlichas. I'm supposed to go to work. But I understood from that. No, it means that you're an idiot, that you asked the wrong question. You want the Rebbe, what you're telling the Rebbe is, "Rebbe, all I care about is money. I care about my parnasa. I want you to tell me where my parnasa is coming from." That's what you're asking the Rebbe. You're saying, "My main concern is parnasa. I want to know where it's coming from. If it's coming from shlichus, it's coming from something else." Exactly. The Rebbe says shlichus doesn't exist for parnasa. You want to know where your parnasa is coming from? Shlichus is not one of the options. The person comes to the Rebbe and says, "Rebbe, I want shlichus. Tell me where my shlichus is coming from. Tell me where my shlichus is." Tell me that. So that, and give the Rebbe some choices of what you'd like to do for shlichus. So there the Rebbe can, So it depends what your priorities, and it's understood that if you're going on shlichus, that obviously your parnasa has to come from there. But and then you can ask the Rebbe for a bracha that the parnasa should come and to help you with the shlichus. But if you present the Rebbe with the question that where's my money? I want money. Where's my money coming from? You don't know where your money's coming from. So Rebbe crossed off shlichus. Don't offer me. If you're looking for parnasa, I don't want you to consider shlichus as a way to get parnasa.
A guy in Italy, a shliach named Lazara, who speaks on a tape about that. When he was a bacher, the Rebbe tapped him to work in Merkus, to work in one of the moistas, and he, I don't know, he wrote the Rebbe what exactly, what's his job description, what should he do? The Rebbe said, "Create it. Create your own job. Look around, see what needs to be done, and do it. Take it on yourself, and organize it and do it."
Yeah, that was very much the model. Because the whole point of the Rebbe is not to take away your bechira. Cause that's just another form of gullus. Like this, because now you like this, not to force you into anything or to make you what you're not. Like this, that you, who you are and what you are and where you are, that you should give yourself over to this higher, to go out of your own limitations and to connect to the higher reality of Gula. That is something that the Rebbe helps you do. But he doesn't do it for you. As much as we would like, sometimes, or we think we would like it, but ask for brachas. You know, I met people who are not doing that well in terms of, you know, with the chinuch of their children, and their response is to run to the oil, which or to write letters to the in the igros, so, you know, every other day, and and some of these people have gotten very nice brachas and so on and so forth, but it's just not the.
It's not a substitute.
Right, it's not a substitute for doing the work, for working on the person, for trying to be mechanech, for putting in the energy and effort, and which goes into chenach. You know, the work has to get done. It's not the job. The point is not that you can go to sleep and the Rebbe will raise your children for you, or save your children from whatever mess you got them into. You want to?
Yeah.
Page 252.
Test, right? No.
Page 252 is F test, and the Rebbe says Ula Haysef, and we could add as the Uftu Hanal for the Blesman Azari Al Snossi is Eich Merumas in the Msipur and Gemara. As Be'esa Yemen of Lozman Azai's Givor Nossi, Silkul, Shemir Apesach, Nos Venitnal and Rishusl Talmidim Likonis. That it was this unique accomplishment and contribution of Rabbi Lozman Azai as a Nossi is also alluded to in the story in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that on that day, when Rabbi Lozman Azai was appointed Nossi, they removed the guard from the door and they allowed the students to enter. Shahayir Rabbi Gamliel Machriz Ve'emer Kol Talmud Shein Teche Kebare LeYikonis LeBeis HaMedrash, because Rabbi Gamliel used to proclaim that any student whose inside is not the same as his outside should not enter into the house of study. So therefore, and they had a guard at the door to make sure that only those students who you could say about them that Teche Kebare, that his inside looked as good as his outside, should be allowed to enter. So he took away the guard from the door and allowed all the students who wanted to learn Torah to enter. And Ahu Yema Itesu Kamas Afsolichu. On that day, it says that many seats, many benches were added in the Beis HaMedrash. And Rebbe points out in footnote 59, that the Gemara brings, and it continues, the Gemara brings two opinions, how many seats were added in the Beis Medrash, whether it was 400 or 700. The Rebbe says that 700 is the same number as 70, except times 10. In other words, the idea of 70, of Shivim, that we said is connected to the Shlemus of Nasi, as it's Kolul Me'asa. Okay, is by Rav Gamliel, who's given the Seidan Hogim Eindel Osloven. Wenn wir so hat tun aber mir noch das als lo ikonis lo beis amedish at tamo shein techi kebale wer am gamliel he lived the way things are going to be in the future. In the future it says, in the time of Asalav it says that the spirit of unholiness I will remove from the earth. So then at that time there will not be such, no, there won't be entering into the Beis Medrash a student who his inside is not like his outside. In other words, somebody who his inside, there'll be no such thing. Everybody will be, at that time, everybody will be, the inside and the outside will be the same. Today we live in a world where people could on the outside appear to be holy and learned and observant and pious, and on the inside they're, as the expression goes, there are worms on the inside, and they don't really live up to their outside image. But at the time of Lo'asilava, when there will be no evil in the world, so there will be, and a person's inside will be the same as his outside.
Just in that footnote, is the Rebbe making some sort of deal here, 770?
he's not making the association to 770, which, I mean, but he is pointing out that 700 is 70 times 10. Okay. Because when from the level of holiness that will exist from the time of the future, it does not allow for the existence of the of any forces of opposition. In the level of which of holiness which is revealed in the world today, because its holiness is concealed and constricted, so it allows for the possibility that there should exist forces which oppose it. But in the time of Asid Lavi, the level of Kedusha, of holiness, that will be manifest and revealed will be so great that it will not allow for the existence of something which opposes it.
What?
Al derech d'hanhoga von Shammai, similar to the hanhoga of Shammai, miloshen hasham erchesav, which comes from the root of someone who measures his pathways. That is somebody who is every action, is every move, is completely measured and completely perfect and in order. But Stefan is halacha kishamay dafke la'asidlov, which is the reason why Shammai is on the level of la'asidlov, that level of perfection, of total perfectionism in one's service of God. And therefore, the halacha is only like Shammai in the world to come, in the future to come. Whereas by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his leadership, his conduct was, he conducted his leadership in a manner which was appropriate for the way things are in this world and in this time. As a filo in a welt von mitzarim ugvulim und von halamis vestatim, that even in a world of constraints and boundaries, and in a world